So as it turns out, the eclipse tourism rush was real across New York. More than a million people visited state parks, almost 50% more than the number from the regular time last year. Traffic on the state thruway was way up, too. And as we witnessed last Monday post-eclipse, there was bumper-to-bumper traffic from Lake Placid south to even get to those thruways. But the big question for the North Country economy is, did all those visitors actually spend money here? We ask around Saranac Lake on today's Story of the Day.
Support for Story of the Day comes from Long Run Wealth, an SEC-registered investment advisor in Lake Placid, providing comprehensive wealth management, retirement, and financial planning solutions. LongRunWealth.com.
Hey, I'm David Summerstein. It's Wednesday, April 17th. First up, the New York State budget, which is already over 2 weeks late, is likely to be even later. That's because the legislature's bill drafting office was the victim of a cyber attack. Sounds a little bit like the dog ate my homework excuse, but it's true. Karen DeWitt reports from Albany.
Governor Hochul and state lawmakers say that the attack occurred at around 12:30 a.m. Wednesday in the offices where bills are written and digitally printed. Hochul, speaking on WNYC's The Brian Lehrer Show, says her top anti-cybersecurity team is on it.
This happened very, very early in the morning, and so we've been on top of this. I have one of the top cybersecurity teams in the entire country. I knew that was a priority, so no one will do it better than we do in trying to get to the bottom of this attack.
The governor says the bill drafting staff are resorting to computers dating from 30 years ago to write the bills the old-fashioned way.
We have to go back to the more antiquated system we had in place from 1994.
A spokesperson for the Senate majority says the staff is working on the budget bills using the older technology, and he does not believe that this will delay the overall process. Governor Hochul says she doesn't know at this point if the cyber attack was politically motivated or who could have initiated it. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt for the New York Public News Network.
So far, two Democrats and a Republican have thrown their hats in the ring to become Plattsburgh's next mayor. Now, an independent candidate is joining the field. Kara Chapman has this update.
Iris Kane says he grew up in the Midwest and moved to New York City, where he worked for a cosmetics corporation. When COVID brought layoffs to the industry, he decided to switch things up in a big way. He started pursuing a career in mortuary science and bought a home in Plattsburgh.
I saw this place like brimming with potential, and I fell in love with it right away.
Kane says that over the last 2.5 years, he's witnessed firsthand a lot of issues in the city. He says he's also developed a vision for what he thinks it could be, and that's why he's decided to run for mayor.
I want people to get on board with this vision that I have for Plattsburgh, which is something that's going to be really special and great to not only the residents here, but for people that might want to end up here in the future.
Kane's developed what he calls the Plattsburgh Initiative. Its components include building a better relationship with SUNY students, supporting local businesses, and improving the city's downtown area. Kane says he also thinks Plattsburgh could use a large-scale entertainment complex, and he would support development of a waterfront hotel.
Plattsburgh once was a cultural, commerce, and historical hub, and I want to bring that back to that.
But Kane isn't the only candidate vying for the city's top job. Since current Mayor Chris Rosenquist announced he would not seek re-election, three others have entered the race to replace him. Clinton County Legislator Wendell Hughes and County Prosecutor Dan Lennon are running as Democrats, and former Mayor Don Kasperzak is running as a Republican. Kane plans to run as an independent candidate. That comes with some challenges. He'll have to collect a greater number of signatures to get on the ballot, and he won't have the backing of an established local party committee. Kane's also never held public office before, but he says that allows him to put the community first and bring fresh ideas that represent, quote, the average citizen of Plattsburgh.
I work a full-time office job trying to pay the bills. You know, I'm living basically paycheck to paycheck, trying to chase my dream. And, you know, I can sympathize and totally share this viewpoint with so many people in Plattsburgh that are doing the same thing.
Kane and other independent candidates running for office in New York State have until May 28th to file enough signatures to get on the ballot. Kara Chapman, North Country Public Radio, Plattsburgh.
Tens of thousands of people came to the Adirondacks last week to see the total solar eclipse. There were major viewing events from Tupper Lake through Lake Placid and down to Keene Valley. The event brought millions of dollars into the region, with people spending money at hotels, restaurants, and shops. Emily Russell spoke to some business owners in Saranac Lake about the economic impact of the eclipse.
First of all, it's basically impossible to know the real impact that the eclipse had on the economy in the Adirondacks. But talk to some people in business here and you can get a better sense of the scope.
We were sold out for two nights straight, which is probably the best April we've seen so far at the hotel here, so it was great.
That's Myra Rondo. She's the director of sales and marketing at Hotel Saranac. She says people came to the Adirondacks from around the country, even some from around the world, to watch the eclipse.
We had some people coming from Dubai. We had a couple from Mexico and West Coast. We had a lot of people from the West Coast, but Dubai and Mexico were probably the farthest that I could think of.
Rondo says the day of the eclipse was the best sales day ever for their restaurant at Hotel Saranac. They were also selling street food that day during the village's solar fest.
We had three food vendors, and all we did was we did tacos, total tacos, and I think we sold almost 200 tacos that day, and people just came in and got to enjoy Saranac Lake.
Other hotels, motels, and short-term rentals around the Adirondacks were also fully booked, some a year in advance. Using that and other economic data, the Regional Office of Sustainable Tourism estimates that Essex County alone saw a $2.2 million boost in business. That's compared to the same time last year. One local spot in Saranac Lake that was busy all weekend was the Blue Moon Cafe. Owner Kenny Fontana says, honestly, it was overwhelming at times.
We had 3 days where everybody really worked 12 to 13 hours.
On the day of the eclipse, there was a line out the cafe's door. Fontana says they got about a 300% boost in sales. He credits his staff for working nonstop and for the customers for being patient. Fontana says that kind of bump in business will make up for weeks of breaking even.
Being in business in the Adirondacks, you learn to live with the off seasons and basically manage the poor stretches of business and make hay when the sun shines.
But the haymakers may have been mostly hotels and restaurants. A few folks who own a convenience shop in the area didn't want to talk on tape, but said most of the people who came in just wanted to use the restroom during the eclipse. They said the region and state overhyped the event. Another shop owner, Corey Rothamel, says she saw just a slight uptick in business at Blue Line Sports in downtown Saranac Lake.
Wasn't a huge economic impact. Being a sporting goods and at this time of year primarily a fishing store, most of the tourists who were here, you know, weren't the items they were looking for.
Like eclipse t-shirts and other souvenirs, which Blue Line Sports wasn't selling. Rothamel says while they didn't get a big bump in business, there was a lot of foot traffic, both out in the street and in her shop. And that's unusual this time of year. Spring is generally slow for businesses in the Adirondacks. But state data confirms that a lot of people were traveling all around New York to see the eclipse. Highway tolls were up 21%. Gas and convenience shop sales almost doubled. Rothamel says they tried to take advantage of that traffic in Saranac Lake, despite the less than ideal conditions outdoors.
It is a rough time of year. April is not the prettiest time to try and encourage people. So we were really telling people there's a lot more to offer. Come back at another time when things are blooming and it's lovely weather.
That might be a tough sell for visitors who came from Mexico or Dubai, but you never know. The economic impact of the eclipse could still ripple out for months or years to come. Emily Russell, North Country Public Radio, Saranac Lake.
We've been covering this eclipse story for months now because it's fascinating and it's awe-inspiring, but also because it mattered for business, for science, for artists in our region. And we've covered all those angles. NCPR has a tested, skilled newsroom of reporters who are ready to pounce on any story, investigative stories, life and death or public safety stories, on just plain fun stories. We're here because you pay for local journalism. So please make sure NCPR doesn't suffer the same newsroom layoffs others around the country are dealing with. Let's keep local journalism strong here with your donation right now. Go to ncpr.org/give. It's the last couple days of our spring fundraiser. Help us seal the deal for local journalism. Make a donation at ncpr.org/give. Thank you so much. Music today by B. Children of Canton and Eric Pasternak of Bloomingdale. I'm David Summerstein, North Country Public Radio.